This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said that the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
The composition of the high-level committee involves people from various backgrounds, and the people we feel who can bring in a lot of expertise and value to the committee, which is going to investigate in a holistic way into the incident. And we have put a time limit of 3 months for them to sit down, talk to various stakeholders, and involve and discuss with any other important expert that is necessary as per their investigation. And most of the issues that you feel there need to be answers, the committee is also going to strongly pursue these things.
The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. Meanwhile, the investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board, died in the incident. Minister of State for Home Affairs, Harsh Sanghvi, held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. The minister reviewed the DNA testing process. Talking to media, the minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up DNA matching. He said the center has also sent a team of forensic experts to aid the team.
सरकार से बहुत बड़ी संख्या में फॉरेंसिक एक्सपर्ट्स की मदद यहाँ पे भेजी गई है। उसी के साथ गुजरात सरकार के भी 36 जितने फॉरेंसिक एक्सपर्ट लगातार दिन रात इस पे काम कर रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th of June to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June.
The Prime Minister's three-nation visit will begin with Cyprus tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the island nation in over 2 decades. The visit holds significance as Cyprus has been a consistent supporter of India's positions on Kashmir, cross-border terrorism and reforms in the United Nations Security Council. From Cyprus, the Prime Minister will travel to Canada to attend the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will exchange views on key global issues and hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines. The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit will be to Croatia, marking the first high-level visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country. Croatia is being seen as a potential partner in India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor, and the visit represents a major milestone in India-Croatia relations. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
The results of Medical Entrance Exam NEET Undergraduate 2025 have been declared by National Testing Agency today. The scorecards are available on the official website of the exam, ntaneet.nic.in. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh clinched the gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol final at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. Suruchi dominated a strong field to secure her third consecutive individual ISSF World Cup gold in a thrilling final yesterday. With this win, India's medal tally at the competition has reached 3, placing them 5th in the overall standings. And the first batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok tomorrow. The Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on the 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.